to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. If you did not hear my opening dialogue that I shared before we got started, just very briefly, a couple of scriptures, that I shared, and, interesting. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask the angels to help right now and burn up every attack of the enemy, every demonic force coming against the program right now. Holy fire. Holy fire. My personal declarations are in force and executed now. My personal declarations are in force and executed now. In the name of Jesus Christ. We have been under attack this morning. As a matter of fact, about 10 minutes ago, my computer locked up. And I'm sure that it's because of what I shared. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 12, talking about the strong delusion. And then Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32, talking about the exchange of these reprobate minds to elevate the creature above the Creator and to accept exactly what was declared last night by the occupant of the White House. I'm not even going to call him the president. I won't. And I'll tell you why. Because Scripture says that if we place ourselves under evil leadership, then God's judgment will befall our house. I won't allow it. My family will not experience God's wrath by me accepting a demonic despot sitting in the White House. And there is a demonic despot and a team of demonic reprobates who are saying that our children should be sodomized, their genders should be mutilated, medical tyranny is fine. There are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, but certainly hundreds of thousands. And I showed you a graph, Steve. Let me introduce my guest who's waiting patiently, Dr. Syed Haider. Dr. Haider, thank you for being with me today. I there's not anything that I'm saying that I, you know, I mean, if what I'm saying bothered you, you'd leave the screen. And I know you would because you're a man of great integrity. You're in the same boat that I'm in as far as the things that this individual has said and the impact of those things on our lives.
Yeah, so I've been afraid of this. You know, they're going to make I've been worried that the current administration or just like the far left is going to try to make an end run against democracy before the next presidential election, certainly. But I was actually, even concerned for this upcoming election because I see how things are kind of developing, the way this monkeypox pandemic is gaining steam. I'm worried that, there's going to be some kind of interference at the polling places, in the fall because, those on the far left can see the writing on the wall. I mean, there's going to be a red wave unless they do something, really serious to stop it. And then, you know, we see that they're lining up against, you know, Trump and anyone that they think could make a serious run for the next presidential election. I mean, what happened in Mar-a-Lago? I mean, it's just like trying to create this narrative that he's a criminal and that he shouldn't be, you know, trying to put him in jail or something, right? I mean, just really going after him. And we're just going to see it keep building. And then finally what happens if they see that they are going to lose power, they're building this narrative that suggests that, you know, our elections are no longer safe because they've been hijacked by, you know, by the right or whatever. And we can't have another election, right? Basically, we can't leave power. Right. So this seems to be the end game. Unfortunately for both sides, I mean, it seems like they're becoming polarized to the point where they just can't accept, you know, any election results if they go the wrong way. And when we're living in a country like that where no one trusts the elections anymore, whatever party ends up in power at the end of that history, right, at the end of that progression of events is going to just to say we have to stay in power, right? Because, you know, I mean, this is what happens in autocratic countries all the time. I mean, it's happened throughout history. We've seen it over and over again in the last 100 years where, you know, the dictator finally just says, oh, I have to stay in power, right? We're seeing it happening. It's going to probably about to happen in Brazil. You know, the person in charge there, the president, is going to say, you know, I don't trust the election. I don't trust the electoral process anymore. And so, you know, we haven't made a concerted effort across all 50 states to really shore up our election process so that people trust it, right? I mean, it doesn't take that much effort. You know, you just got to get rid of some of the things. Like in California, what they do is they just go and harvest the votes. They just go door to door, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, a Republican can't win in California. It's impossible. You just don't have the machinery in place to go and harvest the votes the way the left does. And so, I mean, there's problems in every state, right? I mean, that's kind of an extreme example in California, but every state, you know, people don't trust the elections anymore. Well, I don't know. Yeah, you know, most Republicans certainly don't trust them after the last one.
I had Greg Stenstrom on yesterday. They've written a book called Parallel Election, where they outline the V cards, the little V cards that basically contain on them the programming for the voting and the vote tabulations and how they can, they don't have to go onto the internet to do any of this. And we fought this here in Texas, by the way. So this isn't make-believe. This is real stuff. And we fought this here in Texas where we had screenshots of what the election was the night of the election. And then we had screenshots the next day where they had taken these V cards, plugged them in, and changed the numbers, not at the polling place, but literally at the headquarters where the final tabulations were being made. And this is Greg Stenstrom gave an example in Allegheny County in this last May primary, where normally in a primary 20% of eligible voters vote. In Allegheny County, 109% of eligible voters voted. Number one, it's 109%. That means that 9% more than all of the available people who registered voted. That in and of itself can't happen, but 100% of Americans don't vote for the very reason that you just outlined, for what you just articulated, and that is they don't trust the process. They don't believe their vote is going to make a difference, that it's not going to count, that the thing is rigged, and that it doesn't matter. And that is scary. What was scary to me about his speech was essentially saying that if you hold to traditional values as a physician, if you actually honor your Hippocratic oath to protect life, which I know you believe begins at conception, if you honor that, then you are a domestic terrorist.
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of different problems with it. Yeah, I mean, it's really, I mean, the narrative has been hijacked, unfortunately, in the minds of the people that are listening and, you know, agreeing with what is being said nowadays. I mean, it's really a warped kind of view of reality, right? It's where things are upside down and, you know, words mean the opposite of what they actually mean. And this has been going on for a long time. I mean, even the two-party system had problems. That's why a lot of people didn't participate, because it's kind of like the way it was described, you know, I heard somebody describe it yesterday, is like the party itself is kind of like an app, and it's like an app store that, or like a platform, like an app or a, you know, or a Google phone or something. And if you're on that platform, then you can get exposed to millions and hundreds of millions and billions of people around the world. If you don't have access to the platform, you have no chance. You know, your app is not going to survive in the marketplace. Mm. And it's the same thing with a candidate. If the candidate gets on, you know, the Democratic platform or the Republican platform into the party, right, then they have a chance, right? But if you're independent or whatever, there's like zero chance of winning an election, essentially, you know? I mean, and so that was bad enough. The two-party system was bad enough. But now we're headed towards like a one-party system.
It's a uni party. Right? It's a uni party is what we're. It's interesting. Mike Szabo was on my program. His background is from Venezuela. His dad was in Venezuela when Chavez took over. He had escaped and come here to go to college, but he has that understanding and that perspective. And the uniparty, the infiltration of our education system, the apathy of middle America, you know, were all a part of what caused Venezuela to implode and allowed Chavez to take over. And we're seeing, I mean, and this speech that this man gave last night was just like putting the stamp of approval on it to suggest that all of this is okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one step. I mean, he's kind of targeting not just Trump anymore, but like all the people in America who support him, right? MAGA, right? Make America Great Again. I mean, it's it's a large percentage of the Republican Party that he's saying are, you know, fascists, essentially, right? I mean, what's a semi-fascist? I mean, he's basically calling them fascists, and he's saying that we can't have these people in power. I mean, that's essentially, you know, taking the voice away and the power away from half of Americans, right? And saying
Absolutely.
That, you know, you guys are, you're all terrorists, you know, you're all extremists, and, you know, we can't have you. I mean, what's next? You're not allowed to vote? You know, it's like you're a felon or something. You have this mark against you.
Yeah.
You know, and that, unfortunately, I mean, it's hard to believe that we're hearing this in America, right? Somebody who is sitting in the office of the president is able to say these words. I mean, it's something that if Trump had said anything close to that, I mean, he would have been vilified left and right. I mean, it would have been a powder keg. I mean, it would have just exploded.
Absolutely.
Right?
He was vilified for suggesting that the power be returned to we the people. And it's interesting when you listen to the speech, the way that he his terminology about we the people. Here's what he did. He left out actually saying the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. He bypassed those two documents and said essentially that the subjective version that he has created and then implanted on we the people to suggest that this is what we the people think is now the actual reality. And he discarded literally 250 years of American history and American documentation and American truth. We'll be back right after this. Dr. Syed Haider, mygotodoc.com. You're listening to Children Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I keep wanting to reach over here and press a button on this Stream Deck, but OBS has decided to tell me that Stream Deck is no longer connected. So I'm going to have to try to figure out this afternoon how to change that. But anyway, there you go. All right. Well, I'm very pleased to have with me Dr. Syed Haider, my go-to doc, and we're talking. Really what we want to talk about too is how the things that are happening are related, as an example, to this whole monkeypox situation. Before that it was, I think it was Omicron, and then it was, COVID-19, and they keep trying to bring that in, and And I think we're on booster shot number 42. And Steve Kirsch, just got from a whistleblower, some of the Social Security Administration's numbers on when people are dying and what they're seeing. The deaths reported to the Social Security Administration. And on average, the spike is about 5 months after a person takes the injection. And I know you're familiar with all those numbers. Dr. Hayter, I don't even know where to begin to hand this to you, but because it's just such a mess, can you help us make some sense out of this?
Yeah, so one of the things that I'm trying to raise the alarm on is what's happening with monkeypox. And if it's not monkeypox, I'm worried that it's going to be something similar to monkeypox. But basically, the setup of monkeypox is very similar to what we saw with COVID, right? So there was a kind of like a tabletop planning exercise of how would we deal with a coronavirus pandemic. It happened in like October or November of the year, you know, before, in 2019, before the pandemic actually broke out.
Right.
And so, you know, it kind of, you know, laid the groundwork of how countries around the world would deal with misinformation, quote unquote, misinformation, disinformation, vaccine hesitancy, you know, how they would implement lockdowns and masking and the whole, everything that ended up happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
The same exact thing happened with monkeypox. Okay. A little over a year before this monkeypox outbreak, there's another tabletop exercise where, you know, these non-governmental organizations get together and they're supposedly planning what we would do in case of a new variant of monkeypox suddenly being released on the, you know, spreading around the world starting May 15th, 2020. I mean, what's really shocking about it is, again, it's the same thing. Okay, how are we going to implement masking and lockdowns and deal with misinformation, disinformation, the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting about the exercise is it seems to have basically predicted the outbreak within like a week, okay? I mean, the outbreak actually started within like a few days of May 15th, 2022, and started spreading around the world. And it was, you know, in that tabletop exercise, eventually they discover that it's a, you know, it's like a bioweapon, right, that was engineered, right? And so when we're looking at the actual variant that's spreading around the world right now, we see that there are already the signatures of it being a bioweapon,
mm-hmm.
In its DNA, right? So it's a very slow mutating virus, and we can predict how many mutations would have developed since the last known variant in Africa, okay? There are far too many mutations for this to have occurred naturally. Right? In Africa, it's not an STD. It's just a regular virus that spreads amongst people with regular contact, right? Now it's an STD. Suddenly it's an STD. You know, it's a gay STD. It's 99% basically amongst men at this point in time, you know, but who knows how it may develop in the future. You know, it may turn into something different
turned
into something different.
And you're saying in the rest of the world, that's how it's revealing itself. But in Africa, it spread like any other regular virus. So
yeah, these are almost two separate things, right? The historic variant in Africa is
right.
A different version of this virus. This new one is completely different, and I think it's because it's been engineered to be different.
Okay.
But, you know, once it's been engineered this way, it could be engineered to spread amongst heterosexuals. It could be engineered to spread amongst, you know, back the way it is in Africa, where it spreads
right.
amongst everyone.
Right.
This is just how it's starting. But the problem is that it's not being, you know, revealed as an STD in the mainstream media. I mean, most people don't even realize, like, again, they think that they're at risk of it, right? And
right.
with COVID, we saw the exact same thing. We saw people who had essentially zero risk, right? As much risk as a heterosexual right now has for monkeypox, these people had for COVID, okay? Like children, for example, right? Like, you know, a 20-year-old
But get the shot.
Yeah, I mean, they're not just getting the shot. They're like masking up with like three masks and like not going out for 2 years and not going and seeing their parents or their grandparents. And I mean, just doing these insane things, right? So we've already seen that it doesn't even matter who's at risk, right? The mainstream media can turn it into whatever they want. They can frighten everyone, even though like barely anyone's at risk of the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have these people, you know, nowadays saying, oh, the same thing can't happen again with monkeypox. I guarantee you it can happen. Once the mainstream media picks it up and just starts like gnawing on it and like 24/7 covering it and like
right.
spreading fear, you know, 24/7, that's the first step. The second step is a, you know, a case demic, or basically you spread PCR tests all over the world. You suddenly release a billion PCR tests on the world, right? You will have monkeypox cases no matter what, okay? Whether or not there monkeypox exists in the world, at that point, you will always have a false positive number of tests showing up positive, right? You will always have some percent showing up as positive. And so you can manufacture.
Hold that thought. We got to take a quick break. I apologize. And we will be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right. Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And very pleased again to have with me my guest, Dr. Syed Haider, mygotodoc.com, mygotodoc.com. That's where I got my ivermectin, by the way, just let you guys know, was from Dr. Syed, and they do a really great job. We're talking about this. It's a plandemic. P-L-A-N.
That's what I think is going to happen. Yeah, I mean that's what it seems to be. What we're building up to, and one of the reasons I think that is that this is a really slow moving virus that would be easy to stop if the will was there to stop it, right? So it looks like there is no will to stop it, right? It just keeps multiplying. I mean, now we have something over 50,000 cases around the world. I mean, there's never been an outbreak of monkeypox this big, right? In history. It's certainly not worldwide. All you have to do to stop it is you go to each case and you tell them stop having sex, right? And you trace their contact. Right. You trace their contacts, yeah. And you tell those contacts don't have sex, right, for a certain period of time until you're sure you don't have monkeypox. It's that simple. I mean, this is bread and butter, you know, population healthcare that we've known about for 100 years. We know how to deal, probably thousands of years. I mean, it's nothing complicated.
It's
right?
Not rocket science.
You don't have to lock down the world. All you have to do is find the people who have it and prevent them from spreading it. And it's so simple. They can still continue with their life. They don't even have to stay home. They can go to the bank, they can go to the, you know, grocery store, they can go everywhere, they can shake hands. That's not how it spreads, okay? It doesn't spread through like coughing or right. Even like a kiss on or a peck on the cheek or a shaking of the hand. It spreads by sex. It's an STD, okay? You have to have sex to spread it. So all you have to do is stop them from having sex. And trust me, I mean, they would not mind because it's a very painful thing. I mean, it's not like you don't want to give this to somebody. 10% of the people who get it end up hospitalized just for the pain of the sores. I mean, it's a very, if this spread really amongst, you know, hundreds of millions or billions of people, it would crash the healthcare system. That's the problem. And so that would only happen if it stopped being an STD and actually started spreading with like casual contact. I don't know that that's going to happen, but that's one concern. But what I'm really concerned about here is just having this like case-demic where you have suddenly like a PCR test with a high cycle count, just like we saw with COVID. Okay. And suddenly you have like these cases that aren't really monkeypox cases. You can imagine, right? Somebody has a rash and they test positive. Oh, it's monkeypox. Somebody has like acne and they test positive. Oh, it's monkeypox. Somebody has, you know, like shingles and they test positive. Oh, it must be monkeypox, right? Mm-hmm. So, rashes are very difficult to diagnose.
Yeah, they just start throwing it. I mean, they did this to my mother-in-law. Was 94 years old. She'd been on hospice for 6 years and she died. And on her death certificate, they wrote cause of death, COVID. Mm. She didn't have COVID.
You had people dying in motorcycle accidents and they swab them in the ER, you know, as they come in and they test positive for COVID and they say, oh, and then they die on the table and they're a COVID death. I mean, the same thing was happening all over the place. And so this is the concern that you turn
right,
it into something
point.
That it's not, right? You manufacture something. And then you create the fear amongst everyone. And then what happens? Again, you take away the freedoms. You institute lockdowns. That's in the plan. That's from the tabletop exercise that was, right. You know, run a year before the monkeypox outbreak started. We know lockdowns are coming. Masking is coming. All of that. So all the same stuff that happened with COVID. You know, too many tests, fake cases, fake deaths, you know, and then you shut down the society again, going into midterm elections. That's the concern that I have. So number one, you know, I'm warning people that like, don't let this happen again. Okay. Don't believe it. All right. It's not real. It's the same thing we already saw. It's the same, like it's deja vu, right? All over again. We've already seen this thing play out.
Right.
We know what they're going to do. Okay. We should know as a country what they're going to do, how they're going to try to interfere with the upcoming elections and take away our freedoms. You know, like, you know, there are places around the world that, you know, are like a dystopian now, right? It's like you can't go anywhere without showing your vaccine card on your phone, right? You can't go anywhere without that app on your phone. This is like, right. I know people in Indonesia, Philippines, like basically everyone had to get vaccinated. They could not survive. They could not live their life without that. We haven't gotten to that point yet in the U.S. I mean, they tried really hard, right? And a lot of people ended up getting jabbed because they didn't want to lose their jobs. So, I mean, a lot of people were affected by it. But not as many as could be, Okay, so like the next step is that you really just institute these draconian measures throughout our society and somehow use that to interfere with the electoral process, right? That's one of the major concerns, which kind of ties into what we're hearing now, you know, this shift in the conversation from the office of the president, of the U.S. And then, you know, the next concern is, okay, maybe a new version of this monkeypox starts spreading that actually affects, you know, normal people, you know, not gay people, you know, and not through sex. It's not an STD anymore.
Not sodomites, by the way, because remember the last time that you were on, you told me, you were we're not going to call them gay, we're not going to call them homosexual, we're going to call them what it is. It's sodomites, and it's a sexual addiction, and that is a big part
it's
of the problem.
Right?
Well, I had George Carneal Jr., who wrote the book From Queer to Christ. He was in that lifestyle for 25 years, and he talks about the fact that he had over 100 partners. This is the issue. The issue is that it is a sexual addiction. And so because of that, when you tell them, no, you can't have sex, when you tell an addict that they can't have their drug, you're going to get pushback. You're going to get a reaction. You're going to get a response. And in this instance, when you have a lobby that is as powerful as this group is, and you start targeting them and telling them that they can't have their addiction, I think that's where this thing begins to escalate, and now it becomes, oh, you know, you don't want me with the person that I love, right? A la what the occupant of the White House said last night, and that makes you a domestic terrorist.
Right. Yeah, that totally makes sense. Yeah, I mean, this is part of kind of that subculture of, you know, having an extreme number of partners. Yeah, definitely. I mean, some people probably lose count. I mean, they can't even keep track of how many partners they've had, which is how it's kind of exploded, right, across the world because of these multiple sexual partners. Yeah. So my second concern, you know, right now, you know, I'm concerned about this loss of freedom. You know, the secondary concern would be if this starts to spread amongst people, you know, who, and it's not, you know, it's being spread by this gay kind of lifestyle. It's being spread, you know, person to person without having to do that. Mm-hmm. If that were to happen, then, you know, we don't have anything in place to like help people. The only thing I know of is this supplement called Sarracenia purpurea. Dr. Zev Zelenko, you know, the late Zev Zelenko, he is the first one who started talking about it, that this was something that worked against smallpox and monkeypox. Okay. It was used over 100 years ago by Indians in North America, and then was confirmed to be effective in a lab, at least, against smallpox and monkeypox in 2012 by a scientist out of Arizona State University. So he found that, so we have a couple of drugs in the U.S. National Strategic Stockpile that in the lab work against monkeypox and smallpox, okay? One of them is sidofovir. It's an IV drug. There's a TPOX, you know, that's an oral drug. I can't prescribe any of these things and actually send you to a pharmacy and you can get them. You have to like fill out 50 pages of paperwork and then get it through a special government program. And it takes a ridiculous amount of time to be able to get access to these drugs. I mean, it's just not scalable at this point in time. Okay. But my point is that in the lab, right, so no drug has actually been tested and confirmed to work in the real world, right? None of the drugs we have actually been tested against smallpox or monkeypox in real life, including vaccines, you know, against this monkeypox strain. Everything is kind of head-to-head, has been tested head-to-head in a lab setting, in a test tube. And in that test tube, Sarracenia purpurea works just as well as everything else that we have available. It's just as effective. And so what I did was I took this from Zev Zelenko, I did some research, and then we came up with a supplement. You can find that at mygotostack.com, which is called Sarracenia purpurea. You know, that's MYGOTOSTACK, mygotostack.com.
Okay.
And, you know, I was able to find a couple of sellers online on like Etsy, you know, these people selling it like out of their garden or whatever in a tincture, you know, a liquid that was like two or three times concentrated. So there was no one, there's still no one selling it in a capsule except for me. You know, I put it into a capsule. I made it a 20 time, you know, multiplication of the strength. It's a 20x concentration, not 2 or 3x concentration. It's 20 times concentrated compared to the actual plant itself. So it's a purified concentrated extract in a capsule form that you can just put on your shelf.
And it's STACK, right? At the end. So my go-to stack.
Yep.
Okay. .com.
Yeah. So that is just like just in case kind of thing, right?
Right.
Like, right. Nowadays we're doing a lot of things for preppers. You know, we're giving people antibiotic kits in case of like supply chain breakdowns. You know, this is one of the biggest problems is that globalization is ending. Okay. I don't know if enough people know this, but you know, there's depopulation is going to happen. There's going to be a population collapse. With population collapse, you're going to have deglobalization. That's just, it's baked into the cake at this point. I mean, even people like Elon Musk, I mean, people like mainstream, you know, commentators know this, right? Mm-hmm. But enough people don't know it, right? Especially in like alternative media, they're not talking about it. Globalization is coming to an end. Depopulation is going to happen no matter what because we're just not having babies, right? It doesn't, you don't need like a bioterror weapon to depopulate the earth. You don't need vaccines to depopulate. We're already going to depopulate, right? And it's going to cause a huge problem for society and the economies. And so as you depopulate and as you deglobalize, these supply chains are just going to be disrupted, right? And right now we don't have manufacturing for drugs and antibiotics in the US. 97% of it comes from China.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Time. There we go. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with me. Dr. Syed Haider, my go-to doc. We're talking about mygotostack.com. STACK.com, mygotostack.com, and he does have some preventative medication that you can get in case they release this, one of these, whether it's monkeypox or whatever it is, but there is a great concern, and especially based on what was discussed last night by the individual that is occupying the White House and what he has said. We need to be very concerned. So you were talking about food supply shortages and medical supply shortages and just things that you are working very diligently to try to help people understand and then help people be prepared as we move into this season, especially if you are a God-fearing Christian, Constitution, America-loving American, who is not going to let yourself be injected, there's a strong possibility that you're going to find yourself on an island with Dr. Haider and I.
Yeah, so I would, like I was saying before the break, we need to realize that deglobalization is actually happening, and some people will be happy to hear that. I think that's great, but we got to prepare for it, right? We got to get rid of the supply chains to China, which is an enemy country, right? We got to get rid of the supply chains to Russia. We got to get rid of the supply chains that are coming from our enemies. And Europe is experiencing this right now, right? They're going into the winter without natural gas and they're suffering, right? You see people shocked out of their minds at the size of their, you know, electricity bills in Europe. I mean, people just can't afford it. They can't afford electricity and people are going to die because they can't heat their homes in the winter in Europe. So they are suffering because of this Ukraine crisis. We are squaring off against Taiwan. I mean, if anyone's not, you know, aware of what Pelosi did, I mean, she visited Taiwan. She, you know, stirred up the hornet's nest. I mean, it looks like we are going after China. China is going to come after us. They're going to, you know, sanction us just like we sanctioned Russia. And just like Russia is sanctioning Europe, China is going to sanction us when we really, you know, get into it over Taiwan with them. What does that mean? That means they're going to cut the supply chains for antibiotics and other medications, right? All the stuff that we depend on in healthcare is not going to be coming over here. So this is why I'm focusing on telling people, you know, so much to like be prepared, get these life-saving antibiotics into your medicine cabinet in case you need them. Not like, okay, I'm not talking about, oh, you have a sinus infection right now. Here's an antibiotic for it. I'm saying in the future, right? If there's a supply chain breakdown and all of America, like the pharmacy shelves are bare, antibiotics, you know, until the last 100 years, if you had like a cut on your hand, you could die from it, right? It could get infected and kill you, right? Or you could develop gangrene. You had to chop off your arm. I mean, ridiculous things that we don't even think about anymore because it's so normal to just like, you know, pop into your doctor, get an antibiotic, take it, you're fine. Right? This little scratch on your arm doesn't get infected. It doesn't kill you. Mm-hmm. But before the age of antibiotics, people died in their tens, teens, 20s, 30s, I mean, at any age, right? From simple just infections. So that's kind of the reasoning behind having that service available. It's called the Disaster Pack, just in case. And it comes with an ebook that goes into all this detail about the symptoms and the signs and the different protocols of different antibiotics. I mean, we expect you to contact a physician and, you know, get some, you know, get a diagnosis and everything in case of that kind of like breakdown of supply chains before just taking it yourself. But the information is there, you know, so you can educate yourself. And so the same idea with the Sarracenia, you know, that you find at my go-to stack, it's like a just in case for monkeypox and smallpox, actually. So it's it works, you know, in the lab at least, it works just as well for smallpox. And again, like I have to go back to this, that, you know, everything that we have for smallpox and monkeypox works in the lab, right? It doesn't actually, we don't actually have anything. Even the FDA approved stuff like TPOX and Cidofovir only works in a lab, right? We've only tested these things in the lab because there is, you know, no smallpox. We're not going to give anyone smallpox to test it, right? It's like class A bioweapon, right? It's like the very peak of bioweapon technology. I mean, it has like a 30% death rate. I mean, it's, and the scariest thing about smallpox is that you don't even have to go to the US or the Russian labs that have it, right? There's two labs in the world that supposedly have it, right? But we found smallpox vials in like a Merck closet, okay? But that's not even the most scary thing here is not that like somebody could get access to the actual vial of smallpox that we have, you know, sitting in a lab squirreled away somewhere. It's that anyone, even a college, like a high school student with enough, you know, money and, you know, time can make smallpox from scratch. We have the genetic code. You can order it online. You can order like the nucleotides and put it together in a test tube and make smallpox. I mean, it's been done for other pox viruses already. We've done it with horsepox. There's no difference. I mean, it's just like some, you know, a few changes in the nucleotides and you have smallpox. So this was again in 2012, I think, where they created horsepox from scratch in a test tube, right? They didn't have the virus. They just had the base pairs and some chemicals and they mixed them together and voila, you have horsepox. The same thing can happen with smallpox. Any terrorist group, any like, you know, sufficiently, you know, educated small child can put together smallpox in their basement and mix up, you know, a few kilos of this and spray it over New York City. Right. So anyway, people need to understand the world that we're living in now. Right. These kind of things that used to be on Michael Crichton novels, they're like reality now. And the barrier to entry is extremely low. It doesn't take much money. It's not even millions of dollars. It's like in the tens of thousands of dollars to create these things in your own basement lab. You don't need like high-tech equipment even.
And then I think the other thing to understand is that when you have someone, because there are still people who are believing the things that were spoken last night, who believe that individuals that, you know, believe in God and Christianity and Jesus Christ and you know, the Bill of Rights and so on, that they believe that we're dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay, and so it would not be too far-fetched to believe that someone who is of that mindset, an Antifa type or what have you, would go to the place of creating something like this for the purpose of an attack or a wiping out of a certain population group that has now been identified by the Department of Homeland Security, by Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, by the Department of Justice, as being domestic threats, as being individuals that are potentially dangerous and threatening to their quote-unquote utopian idea of what America is supposed to look like, a place where it's, you know, you kill babies and you sodomize children, and nobody stops you.
Yeah, I mean, that's one concern, right? That there's an attack on people. The other concern, I think, is probably more important, is a false flag attack, right? Where you use that attack in order to blame, you know, the group that you want to suppress and, you know, institute, you know, severe restrictions against them. So, you know, in that monkeypox kind of like tabletop exercise, actually in the exercise itself, in this like narrative that they gave the participants, they eventually discover in like the winter of this year that it was actually a terrorist group, a terrorist organization that had infiltrated a bioweapon lab and gotten a hold of this monkeypox and then spread it. And I mean, it's like almost like perfectly created to fit into this narrative, because it is targeting gay people, right? It's like you can almost imagine that we're going to discover in a few months that it was some like quote unquote fundamentalist, you know, Christian group that supposedly released this on the world, right? It's like, oh, it was the Proud Boys, it was like whoever. I mean, it's almost like just a perfect setup to make this into a false flag, use it as part of the narrative that we have to crack down on these, you know, religious extremists in America and you know, anywhere else in the world. It's just you just gotta like think like somebody, you know, who's like a James Bond villain. Like, how would that person think, right? And then, you know, history starts to make sense to you, right? Then like current events and past events and future events, you can start to analyze things and understand the way the world works. I mean, unfortunately, this is the way the world works. This is how the CIA and the FBI operate, right? They plant things in people's homes. They conduct false flag attacks. I mean, it's happened before, right? I mean, the same thing happened in January 6th, right?
Absolutely.
FBI agents in the crowd, you know, stirring
all of
things
that
up. The same thing happens online. You have these FBI agents and CIA agents online. Same thing happens in mainstream media. You know, it's full of CIA agents or quote unquote ex-CIA agents, right? Spreading these, you know, false, you know, narratives and stirring people up, riling people up, and basically creating discord. This is the biggest problem in the world today.
We're out of time, Doc, but yes, I wholly agree and have been talking about all of these things that you're sharing, and it's so important that people understand these things. We'll have more of this conversation with Don Jans coming up right after this break.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a 5-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists, because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DoD, and I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong, and I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Rentz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And thank you.
By the way, I've just got to – I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.